All right, it's your boy DJ ATL Atlanta Styles. What is it? What is it up? We got a show on tonight here live 6 on the Six Eyes Radio Network. So let me get everybody in. Let's get it going. All right, 404-503-3 and 7629. All right. Wolfman, you there, man?
Oh, yep, I'm here.
It's all right.
Oh,
all right.
It's number
all right. I want to apologize to 7529. I actually brought you in on accident. I don't know if you wanted to come in. Just put your hands up. I got to run for 1 second. I got to go do some things. Okay, I'm bringing in 4398. And we can go ahead and get this show started. Let's get it rolling, man. Let's get popping. You're here with the Six Eyes Radio Network. All right, Wolfman. I'm going to let you take it away for a while, man.
Yeah. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Six Eyes Radio Network. Kicking in with Six Eyes ATL and the crew. What up? What up? How's everybody doing? Beautiful night, Saturday night. Second day of the reunion. Great thing, great food. Roast beef was great. Chicken. All right.
We're all jealous.
Rice. I recommend anybody that's out in public to eat their rice with a spoon. Definitely a spoon.
That's cool.
Yeah, but great time at the reunion. And tomorrow finishes up today. So that was day two today. And tomorrow is the picnic. And we will be having a tug-of-war contest. So, of course, all these muscles will be put to use. So, yeah. So, everybody, welcome to the show. How's everybody doing? My mental thumbs up. Thumbs up, thumbs up, thumbs up. How's everybody doing?
Wonderful. Checking in from California. Thumbs up. Glad
hey,
to be here.
All right. All right.
And
California,
we're still
thumbs
celebrating
up.
Evangelist Clayton, yes?
Yes,
yes.
And
everyone.
Yes. Yes, her birthday was yesterday, so happy birthday, Evangelist Clayton, from the 6 Hour Radio Network. I did put that
happy
up on the
Facebook
page. Happy
birthday
from
me, too.
You did.
It's your birthday today, too? It's your birthday?
Whose birthday?
I just said
birthday?
Happy birthday to her.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yes, so it's her birthday. Hello, Queen Nye, Ruthie, Nicole. Pride and Joy, are you there?
Yep.
What up, what up? So, you'll be singing for us tonight. What song are you going to sing for us to open up the show? Ladies and gentlemen, what song are you going to be singing for us?
That wasn't Pride and Joy. That was Sister Ruthie.
Oh, shit. Okay. Okay.
Not Pride and Joy is good. I'm actually going to sing, too. We can sing together, probably.
Okay. Okay. All right. Yeah. So, once again, welcome to the show. Phone lines are open, 424-243-9617. Hope everybody had a great day. So, let's check in with these thumbs up or thumb down. Let's go.
I got thumbs up here, 6, and I'm doing great, and happy birthday, Evangelist Clayton.
Okay.
All right. 2 thumbs up, 2 toes up.
All right.
I'm great.
All right.
Just
cool,
got
cool,
finished
cool.
with a 3-hour tutoring of a 12-year-old in math.
Math is still tough for me. everybody have hurdles. One thing you don't want me to do, I will never be a CPA. I will never be a certified public accountant. No. That is way above my wheelhouse. No. I know my strengths.
How did you think?
I know my strengths, and that is not one of them. So yeah.
So you want me to work with your math there, Six? I used to work with all that real fun stuff, trigonometry and the four quadrants, all that good fun stuff. I could help you.
And I got an A in algebra, pre-algebra, and also some other things in college. So I'm good.
Well, right on. Right on.
Everybody has their gifts.
Well, a mathematician, I am not. So, amen.
See, what it is, they told me even when I was in elementary school, they said if I would have kept going on with the math skills I had way back then because I was gifted, they said I would have been not as a minister, I would have probably been down in NASA working with them guys because as good as I was. But something telling me that wasn't my calling, so nope, never ended up in NASA, even though I'm still good with math today.
Okay. And, you know, speaking of that, you know, I got to meet Mr. John Glenn and his beautiful wife. So that was pretty cool. That was pretty cool. So my involvement with the space NASA space program, unfortunate event, 1986. I was, God, what grade I was in, I can't remember. But anyway, I got to meet two of the astronauts, Resnick, what was her name? Was it Shelley Resnick, Susan Resnick?
Judy Resnick.
Judy Resnick. Got to meet her. She had the red curly hair. Got to meet her. And the guy with the afro, I cannot remember his name, but I met him as well. And this was before they was getting ready to go up into the Challenger the next day. It was actually career day. And we got to feel the helmet. They passed that around for the class. The spacesuit, we got to feel that. We got to see some of the food that they would be eating. And we got stickers, book covers, and pencils. And the unfortunate event, we all sat there and watched after they came and got the TV on the cart with the squeaky wheel, and we're sitting there eating our little snacks on the brown paper towels, and we watched the horror unfold in front of us. And it's just it's crazy because I just met two of those astronauts that was on board of that Challenger, you know, so it just lets you know that time waits for no one and it keeps going.
I'm trying to remember the guy's name.
What was his name? He had the afro and the glasses.
You know, Ken?
I'd have to research that again, but I do know who he's talking about. I have to look that up.
Yeah.
I guess I could go to the library because they had that on the Challenger disaster. Probably people in there too, I suppose. I could check in there.
Ruth, I've got a book on it. It'd take me quicker. I could look it up and be able to find that out pretty quick.
That sounds cool. And I've had an actual picture of the actual blow up of the Challenger.
Okay, guys. we can do everything on the phones. Was it Michael Anderson? Did that sound?
That was his name. I knew that as soon as somebody would probably say his name, I'd recognize it. Yeah, it was Michael. He was the African American that was on that Challenger. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
That was him.
So now, well, thank you for that. So I met Michael Anderson and Judy Resnick. So rest in peace to both of them. You know, just these J's, Julie's and Judy. You know, get still from the J's. So, once again, you're enjoying the Six Eyes Radio Network. Phone lines are open, like I said, before 424-243-9617. Press the 1 to join the conversation. Happy birthday to Evangelist Clayton if you're listening out there. Hello to all the rest of the crew. Squad, hello. And make sure you follow the pages. Appreciate it. Yep.
All right.
So, it is hot, so please make sure if you have pets, make sure they have adequate, warm, fresh water. you know, put some ice cubes in there because it's extremely hot. And stay hydrated. Check on your elderly. Make sure they are hydrated. Make sure they have air conditioning. Make sure they have at least a fan. And everybody enjoy the rest of this summer that we have for this July 29th, 2023.
I'm sorry. I'm washing my hair, guys. The astronaut's name is Ronald Aaron McNair. Is the gentleman you said with the afro passed on the Challenger, right?
Yes.
His name is Ronald McNair.
Okay.
The reason why I know is because he's a relative of some wonderful folks. One of which has passed away now, and they used to do a tribute to him every year. Sorry, it took me so long, but that's his name, Ronald McNair.
Oh, thank you for that.
You're
yeah,
welcome.
I did get the two mixed up. Yeah, that's right.
Hmm.
Okay. And please keep Mr. Robert Redwine in your prayers. He's not out the woods yet. That's a radio colleague of ours, so we want to keep him in prayer. Also continue to pray for my cousin, Deborah. She had the surgery. And I guess she's doing okay. So keep her in your prayers. That's my cousin, Deborah. Also keep Tony in your prayers. Because, yeah, she needs all the prayers she can get. Keep her in prayer. Her daughter called me today. And, you know, one thing about surgery, it can be very tricky. It can be very tricky. They need to start quality control these materials and instruments that they use on us, you know. Because, yeah, so they keep Tony in your prayers.
Amen.
Yeah, amen. And anybody that knows he's a faithful listener of the 6 Hours Radio Network and good friend of mine. So keep her in your prayers. And we go from there.
Right.
Everybody's mental is doing good, so that's a good thing. Don't know if Pride and Joy is going to be here with the entertainment news, but still early. So if somebody can check the phone lines and see if she's there. That'll be great, and we'll go on with the show.
All right.
I got a prayer request for somebody here. So, have you guys ever heard of Barnabas Aid?
Who?
Barnabas Aid.
No, the only Barnabas I've ever heard of was Barnabas Collins.
Well, this is a prayer request that's necessary because these people deal with suffering Christians that are being persecuted all over the world, and they just wanted prayer. So I just thought we could ask for prayer for those folks.
Yeah, well, definitely prayers for them and their situation, prayer for the world, prayer for all of us. You know, God knows. Just keep us all in prayer. Let us all have increase. Keep us all healthy and strong. And we made the vocalist. That's what got us to this point tonight. So thank you. Thank you for that. So it's going to be an interesting show.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, gosh.
Not a problem. What's going to happen next? Am I going to start hearing springs? What's going on? I don't know.
Hannah, you could tap dance.
Oh, my God. That was just a message from your friend. We'll talk about that later.
I don't have any friends.
Well, let's just say the person below you.
Look over at Sanford Arms? Okay. Yeah, so, yeah, we're going to have to, you know, Sanford Arm has, I have vacancies available. If you're interested, give a call at 44, definitely some vacancies coming up, definitely.
Oh, God.
So get ready for that. Amen.
Jesus, take the wheel. Amen.
One
okay.
One thing about it. one thing about it. I'm gonna tell you all this. If ever, and I hope y'all hear me, if ever you find yourself in a pinch or a crunch, always, always remember. No. God. My father said sometime a good idea should stay a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
But as you all know, it was a little wild, and I had to come back and get things together. And before I did that, I said, okay, I said, let's open up Sanford Arm. And here we are. Amen.
Amen.
There will be new sticker policy. There will be references first and last month. Yeah, all that. Amen.
Amen. Let's get on with the show. Positive vibes.
So we'll talk to Hutch later. So, on a brighter note, Mr. Norman Lear is 101 years old. So, we definitely want to say happy birthday to Mr. Norman Lear from the sixth. Did I say Norman or Roger? Norman Lear.
Norman.
Norman. Did I say Roger?
No, you said Norman.
You said Norman.
Okay.
Happy birthday.
Yes, so happy birthday to Norman Lear from the 6 Hours Radio Network. 101 years old. Any show you can think of, he had a hand in it, and it's been a success. So we definitely want to celebrate him. Also, Todd Bridges turned 58. So we want to say happy birthday to Todd Bridges. Success for your network. Anybody else that's celebrating a birthday? Oh, tomorrow is Dave's birthday. So we want to say happy early birthday to you, boy.
Yeah.
6 Hours Radio Network. Get you about 50 chicken wings so you can eat them and enjoy. You know.
Six. Stop it.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, it's his birthday tomorrow. You know.
Right. It's the other part that you said.
What other part?
What did you say you was going to get him?
Oh, chicken wings.
Right. How many?
50.
And how many can you eat?
Oh, me? Shoot. Let's see. If they're good, maybe 10. But I'm going to have barbecue sauce.
Okay.
I'm not talking about no James Evans barbecue sauce. I'm talking about some real barbecue sauce.
And are you talking about these little skinny wings, average wings, or the...
No. No Nina wings. Listen to me. When I eat chicken wings, I want to eat chicken wings. Okay?
The steroid ones or the regular ones?
Debbie's got to be steroid, but they ain't got to be on Weight Watchers either. I'm talking about, so they call them jumbo wings.
Mm-hmm.
Those kind of wings. I'm talking about a wing you can pick up and you can kind of feel the weight on them.
Those okay.
Yeah.
You can probably eat about four, maybe six.
No, I said 10. I can eat 10.
Okay.
Now, see, that's another, you know, men, it's a proven fact, men out-eat women.
I know some women that could probably out-eat you, sir.
I doubt it. I doubt it.
I don't know about that. I think I know someone who would probably eat you under the table and eat you around the table and over the table, too.
I'm not talking about a woman.
How you talking about?
I'm talking
like
about
me.
A woman, but I'll be nice on the air.
You mean the time
I'll
I ate
nice.
The
no,
half
it's,
a cheesecake,
it's
right?
Don't be nice. It's
I'm not talking about Ruthie. I'm talking about someone else
thank
we know.
Thank you for being nice. Thank you for being nice, Missionary Wolfgang.
I don't be nice. Hell, it's Saturday.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
You have to watch the appetite in my case, so I do have to watch it, and I really need to lose about 100 pounds.
You can do that with no problem. You can do that with no problem.
Hey, let's say it this way. I've seen Lila consume some food now, so.
Oh, definitely, she does.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You were supposed to be nice, Missionary Kid.
No, be bad, be bad, be bad. It's Saturday. Be bad.
Well, trust me, when we do our section tonight with Bruce Slam the Scammer and I got a nice little song that might not be so nice tonight for Six. He might not get the group.
Mm-mm. What song is this, darling?
The song is nice, but I can guarantee he probably won't pick up on who the group is.
I wouldn't be surprised he does know. The guy's very smart, and I'll stick up
for him. I appreciate it, Ruthie. I'm floating around right now. I'm floating around. Thank you.
Well, he'll have to make sure he has his coffee by that time.
It's Pepsi right now.
Mm.
Now, wait a minute, Six. Don't you know it's a sin to drink Pepsi?
How you figure?
Well, Pepsi says it's, oh, what a good feeling, while Coke says it's the real thing. And don't you know the Bible says you only get saved by the real thing?
I don't typically drink Coke. They use Coke to clean the blood off of the asphalt when somebody has an accident.
You know, you will be talking to them and be drinking that.
Well, I said Coke, not Pepsi.
Yeah, but just the mere fact. Can we all have a moment of silence for Julie?
Oh, gosh.
Amen.
They use that to, I mean, if it gets blood off of concrete, what is it doing to your stomach?
Well, you're telling me a regular can of Coke?
Yep.
I've never heard of that. I thought they had a special solution that power washes that stuff off.
They ain't riding around with no power washer in the back of the police car.
Okay.
Now, I had a cop tell me this, but I've heard other people say it.
Like I said, if you have not done so, please make sure you go join, the Six Eyes Radio Network group. We got a lot of new members to welcome, so let's welcome them. Let's see. Want to say hello to Lanice out there. Want to say hello to Linnell. Want to say hello to my bratty nieces and nephews. Hello to y'all. Rest of my cousins, family, friends, and fans, hello to you all from the Six Eyes Radio Network. And hello to the Class of Health Career Center. Hello, 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 hello. The whole staff. So we lost Mr. Black. That was the principal. So we lost him. So met his wife today. She was there, and her two sons, our son and her daughter, was there. Great food, like I said. Roast beef was great. Roast beef actually melted in your mouth. If you're going to eat rice out in public, I recommend a spoon, like I said. A spoon.
Why'd you try a fork today, Six?
Yeah, that's a try. Just the yeah, yeah. Epic fail.
Well,
epic
don't
fail.
You know, Six, you got to use the right equipment for the right job. Anybody knows that.
Darling.
A fork just don't cut it with rice. Come on. Everybody knew that.
Yeah, and I don't see how people eat rice with chopsticks. That right there is still crazy to me.
Yeah, I've never even touched the stuff, but I have a friend that literally loves Chinese food.
It's people on the internet. I ain't talking about vegetables and like the meat, but these people actually have rice on their chopsticks.
Yeah, you can eat rice with chopsticks.
Nah, I don't even know how to hold chopsticks.
It's a pile method. You got to make a little tiny pile. You clip them together at the bottom. You can do it. You might lose a couple grains, though. But what's wrong with eating rice with a fork?
Epic
Why do you
fail.
Think that? I'm sorry. Oh.
Epic fail.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was my prayer. I said, please do not splash rice on people. I was eating that rice very careful, and somebody saw me struggling. He said, here's a spoon. Thank you. they brought me a spoon, and I finished the rice. But it was cool. It was cool. Like I said, food was good. Chicken had knocked me out, but everything else was good. The broccoli was great. I mean, it was you could hear that crunch still. It wasn't like, overcooked. It was good.
Overcooked, yeah.
It wasn't overcooked.
Right, which is nice.
Yeah, because people boil the nutrients out of the vegetables, and pretty much you just eat vegetables, but the nutritional value is gone because you didn't boil out all the nutrients. And that's our cooking portion of the Six Eyes Radio Network. So what has been going on? I don't know where ATL went, but I guess he'll be back. See if he comes back with that normal coffee he normally drinks around this time of night. That's some strong coffee. Once again, hello to the whole crew.
I thought you said you'd be back in a few minutes.
Thank you for jumping me, Ruth. I appreciate that. So once again, hello to the whole crew of the Six Eyes Radio Network.
You feel like playing some music?
Say it one more time.
Sorry, because my hair's wet. Do you feel like playing some music?
So here's the thing. I'm not around any equipment.
Oh, okay. I thought you might have set it up. Okay.
No, I'm not around any equipment. I came here on a mission, and I didn't bring any equipment with me.
Okay.
Well, we know Queen Nye can handle the music.
Yeah, I didn't bring any. Didn't bring any equipment with me.
Okay.
You know, we could play back the Daddy's Record Show. You did a great job, and I think between you and Six, I think you guys did a beautiful job on there together.
Thank you, Ruthie. Now we also do have My Daddy's Remote too, so. You all can check out some Gunsmoke with me, if you like.
And what day, and what's the phone number for that?
That phone number is 515-605-9340. That number is 515-605-9340. If you want to check out My Daddy's Records, that's every Friday at 5 Central, 6 Pacific, and 3 5 Central, 6 Eastern, and 3 Pacific.
Mm-hmm.
And, Six, why don't I run down the programming that we do have on Station 2?
Why don't you, Ken? Go ahead.
Yep.
Okay.
Great idea.
On Sundays at 9 p.m., we are going cover to cover with yours truly, that is me, in the Bible, Genesis to Revelation. We will be starting tomorrow night at 9 p.m. in Genesis chapter 3. We're up to Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. We'll be beginning there and kind of discovering one of the most asked questions: how do you know the person has come to a, you know, whether a child or an adult, when they've come to the age of accountability? So we'll answer that question tomorrow, okay? And some other questions, so you'll want to join for that tomorrow night at 9 p.m. on Sundays. We go do cover to cover. Then on Monday and Tuesday, we have open programming. We don't have nothing at present. We're looking for people that would like to put a program on, so if they're interested, they could check with us. And then on Wednesday, we have the Wednesday Children's Bible Time. At present, it's at 1, but we may change the time later to a later time for when they start going to school. But right now, it's at present at 1 p.m. Eastern. Then on Thursdays at 1 p.m., we have the Jumbo Braille program that has come back. And we either interview somebody with an inconvenience, disadvantage, hindrance, better known as impairments, handicaps, or disabilities, as they call them in the world. And that happens once again at 1 p.m. Eastern. Then on Fridays, as Brother Six has just told us, at 6 p.m. Eastern is My Daddy's Records, or it may be My Daddy's Remote on 6 p.m. Fridays. And, of course, Saturdays, once again, also is an open day that we're waiting for somebody that would like to take that slot as well. And that's our week on the Station 2, once again, 515-605-9340.
Amen.
Now, Ken, maybe
Mr.
you need
Wilkins
to go get some coffee. Maybe you need to go get some coffee because Saturday is taken. Saturday is Backstage with Six Eyes. And that's where I interview various celebrities, singers, authors, candlestick makers, jugglers, poets,
okay,
entrepreneurs.
Well, okay, we'll get back to you on that, Six, and we'll get the time set up, and we'll set up your show there. Okay, we'll do that.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah.
So we'll get that set up. No problem.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Ms. Nay Wolfgang, would you please share with us, or Six, one of you, would you please share, how would someone reach out to you in order to look at the opportunities for the slots open on Monday and Tuesday? Amen.
Okay, they can contact either Brother Six, they can contact him. How would you like them to contact you, Six? Or would you just prefer them to contact directly me?
So I have a number, and I don't have it memorized. I know it's 440. Oh, my God. What is it? I'm going to find it. But I have a number where they can call me and leave me a voicemail and let me know that they would like to do a show. We'll discuss from there.
Wonderful.
Or if they wish to contact me, and then I could contact Six, and then we could get them in contact with him. They could contact me at one of two numbers, 440-997-5303, 440-997-5303, or 440-789-9411, 440-789-9411.
Yeah, because I just got this number a couple of days ago, and I don't have it memorized.
And
also,
I have it written down.
And they also could contact me via email, digit 2 for digit 1, Katie, KATIE, at gmail.com. And any emails, I will forward on to Six as appropriate, okay?
Okay, sounds good, because we do want to have all the slots filled. And go from there, but great place to be, Six Eyes Radio Network. Once again, hello to the whole crew, whole staff of the Six Eyes Radio Network, all the shows, all the respective hosts on the shows, hello to you all. Tomorrow, get your praise on without leaving the house, 12 Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 Pacific, the Six Eyes Gospel Show, get your praise on without leaving the house. Now, there's a possibility, I don't know what time this picnic is, tomorrow So if I'm not there, miss me, but I'll be back.
Amen.
Amen.
I think it's 11.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So I will be walking around tomorrow. Probably no shirt on because it's going to be hot tomorrow. So I think, what better way to win in tug of war? You know, I'm pulling everybody in the dirt, in the mud, everybody.
Well, pull on your shirt.
Oh, no. And we're going to see how many views this reel gets.
Okay.
I ain't even going to smile. I'm just be pulling the rope, just mean mugging, just pulling the rope, just watching everybody fall in the dirt.
Sixer, you ought to thank God that I didn't have my last dog guide, Truman, hooked to the other end of that rope. He might have pulled you in the dirt.
I don't know, Wolfgang. You know,
CD would have really pulled you in the dirt because he used to almost pull me off my feet when he was walking.
Well, see, you got to eat, Wolfgang. See, you a lightweight. You got to eat. now you talking about somebody? I said 10 chicken wings. We're talking about 10 whole chicken wings I can put away. Huh?
Who
can you match it?
You?
Me? Yes, 10 chicken wings.
Well, you got to remember back when I had CD. Six, I used to take, and I had a harness that I made around my shoulders and stuff, and I hooked it to a 8-foot wagon, okay? And he would pull, he'd pull on me so that I'd have extra strength to pull the wagon, and he'd pull both of us, pull me and it, uphill.
Oh, wow.
Man, that dog's strong.
Yeah, what kind of dog was that?
He was a lab, but he had the strength of a husky.
Wow.
And I if you remember at the top of Ann Avenue,
mm-hmm.
You know at the top of Ann Avenue where that overpass hill is?
Yes.
He would pull me uphill with a fully loaded wagon that was like about 500 pounds.
Oh, that's great.
And he wouldn't even get winded.
He's really strong. He's really strong.
Uh-oh, I think the remote has came in my hand. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. My daddy's remote.
Oh.
Uh-oh. I got Papa Six-Eyes remote. All right. Well, let's see what we got here.
We could sing happy birthday to Evangelist Clayton and Kenny. What do you think?
That would be awesome.
When she gets on, but let's see what Six is doing.
On my daddy's remote. What's going to show up?
We don't
know. Good afternoon,
everyone.
Stay tuned.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Wait, I hear Evangelist Clayton. Is that you, Evangelist Clayton?
Uh-oh.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening.
Sit down, guess this.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening, Mr. Six Eyes and the crew.
Good evening and happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Love you.
I love you more. There's nothing you can do about me loving you.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you, missionary with gangs and
fucking call him.
God bless you, I should call
$1,000.
I love you. Let me love you more. How you doing?
Clayton, you gotta live with it. That's all you gotta do.
Happy birthday, Evangelist Clayton.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
My daddy's remote. On the Six Eyes Radio Network. We'll be right back.
All right.
I was trying to get him to pause it so you could talk. Six.
You're enjoying the Six Eyes Radio Network.
From the earliest mornings to the longest nights, from their first days home to their first deaths on their own, you need a partner that will grow with your family. We are University Hospitals, Rainbow Babies and Children, and we are here for you.
That's right.
Crunch that zigzag cross the W's. The melt, the stretch. I guess you have to stretch through that ooey gooey stuff that we all love. Yeah, that's so important. Order online for pickup or delivery at Zeppies.com.
Ring ding 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 ding.
Ding a ding 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 ding.
Ding a ding.
You thought just talking about me?
No, it's just through the one stuff.
Yeah, you get 10% off orders.
Ring a ding.
Ring a
ding 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 ding. What's that theme song? For a cup of coffee.
The afternoon sign.
You win a cup of coffee. Congratulations.
Can I share that with our sister Evangelist Clayton? She's with us now. You can send my cup to
birthday
our sister.
Girl.
Yes.
How you doing, little lady?
I am blessed by the best. How are you all doing?
Happy birthday to you. Oh, yeah. Happy birthday to you. Oh, yeah. Happy birthday, Evangelist Clayton Clayton. Happy birthday to you.
Man, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah.
You are welcome.
I tell y'all one thing.
Ooh. What's this?
I tell you, this heat ain't nothing to be messed up with. We had a reunion today, and it started at 1 and ended at 10 p.m. tonight. But I couldn't,
oh, wow.
I couldn't stand it. I couldn't. Now, as long as I was on the inside, we was at Florida A&M University Clubhouse. They have clubhouse, you know, where all the presidents and all the big dignitaries get together and so forth
uh-huh.
and discuss different things. Well, I tell you, as long as I was on the inside, I was good. But when I went on the outside, oh, my goodness, Jesus, and going to get under the pavilion, man, I think we got there for about 15, 20 minutes or so, and I had this woo feeling that came over me that just wouldn't shake it. It was so hot and so dehydrated. I think I was getting dehydrated and so forth, and I went to feeling kind of bad, and I said, told my daughter and them to take me home because it's too hot. It was just too hot, and I tell you, anybody that has to be out there, God bless you. God bless you because that heat will take something. You can't breathe it in, and especially if you take medicine. Sometimes that medicine, that heat, that sun does not mix. And so I'm just grateful to be at home. Friday, my birthday, I got some phenomenal gifts. And then it was a red velvet cake and a homemade pound cake. And all of these are homemade. And so I'm just grateful for God and grateful for you all. Amen. To God be the glory in the Six Eyes Radio and the crew and Queen Nye. Amen. Thanking God for each and every one of you in your respective place. I'm just so grateful. I'm so grateful. So I give God all the praise and all of the honor. Again, thank God.
We definitely love you. Yeah.
Love you too. Thank you for my shout out on the page.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, ma'am. Every year that's going to be there. You are definitely
Amen.
Welcome. And I hope you enjoyed your song. That was on the fly.
I did.
Yeah,
that was on the fly.
All right. Now.
Amazing.
Amen. So with this heat being like this, it's not just enough to drink water, but
yeah.
You have to have electrolytes. So Gatorade, mm-hmm. The Florida Gators, Gatorade, they got
yeah.
various flavors you can get, orange, traditional green, they got purple,
grape.
They got grape, they got red. It's a
yeah.
lot of different flavors they got. And you need that along, with the water, for the electrolytes.
Right.
So kind of, keep those with you. They got the little travel size you can get. Or
right.
they got like the bigger size up.
Right.
But, yeah, try mm-hmm. to, incorporate that along with drinking the water and help to keep
yeah.
you hydrated.
Yeah.
And if you can help it, stay in the air because a lot of people are suffering with heat strokes, especially
yes.
in Texas and Florida. And if
mm-hmm.
you're going to go hiking, do not go hiking the top of the morning because that is when you would think the sun would, not be so bad,
yes.
but
yes.
that heat index is extra.
Woo.
And it tends to, get a little bit calmer as the day goes on. But top of the morning,
mm-hmm.
do not go out hiking. I can't tell you how many tragedies they're finding with these people on these trails, hiking on
exactly.
these trails.
Exactly.
Yeah. And also, make sure you have your cell phone charged up. I mean, a lot of people don't keep that cell phone charged up, and that can be a problem. If you don't have a portable charger with you,
uh-huh.
they have portable chargers you can get. That's not that expensive. But versus,
right.
I've done it, haven't had my phone charged and, 20% power. And then, so keep a charger on you at all times, especially
yeah.
if you're out hiking. If you're out hiking because, it might be a bad situation, if you can't call for help and you need water or you hiking and you trip over a log, you got to be able to get in touch with somebody. So definitely. And also, do not leave your children in the car unattended. Do not leave your pets in the car unattended because that heat index, you wouldn't leave your purse or phone behind. Don't leave a pet or child behind. Besides
yeah.
Radio Network cares. I'm going to coin that. You wouldn't leave a phone or purse behind. Don't leave a child or pet behind. Yeah, I'm coin that. Because like I said, I told y'all the story where I thought it was a little puppy in the car, and come to find out it was a little baby in the car, and I got out the car to try to push the window down because it was extremely hot this particular day. That lady came out there cussing at me, and I'm like, get the blank. I said, lady, I said, hold on now. I said, I'm not a bad guy. I said, you got this baby here unattended. I said, I'm trying to see if I can push the window down because it's extremely hot out here. I said, no, I'm not going to take the baby or nothing like that. I said, but luckily it's a person like me that's out here that ain't going to try to steal your kid, but make sure it's okay. I said, you got this baby in this parking lot alone. You got these fools driving around in these cars crazy, pulling in parking lots, stopping, abruptly. I suppose somebody hit that back of that car. I said, I'm not trying to steal your baby. Get the F away from my car. I was every name but the child of God. I was so pissed. I'm trying to do good. And this lady, man, oof. So, after she cussed me out, somebody called. And they said, look, you better be happy that he was here. And no crazy guy, I said,
all I wanted to do is make sure somebody came out here when, like, say, the baby was in there crying. It's hot outside. Uh-huh. I said, all I tried to do, I'm not trying to vandalize her car. I said, I just tried to stick my fingers in there and see if I could push the window down some. Get your blank, blank away from my car. Your blank, blank, blank. And yeah, I said, now, look, now, I ain't going to beat too many more of these blank, blanks. I'm trying to be nice, and I'm getting pissed. I said, look at that. You know what? Let me get back in my car and, you know, walk away. I wasn't driving, but, you know, the car that I was in. And I got back in that car, man, and by that time, somebody called the police. And she was in there shopping at this store called Rainbow. I don't know if you ever heard of a store called Rainbow.
Uh-huh.
But that's the store that she was at.
The lady.
When they seen, Rainbow. You know, when the crowd came about, I said, look, y'all, I said, I wasn't trying to steal that baby. I said, I heard the baby crying. I tried to push the window down. So she tried to say I tried to break into her car. I need y'all. That wasn't what it was. But I was just simply trying to stick my fingers in there to push the window down to see if I could get that baby some air because it's real hot out there. And they said, it's all right. You know, so I had backup. I had backup. You know, right. That was a good feeling.
Yeah. Amen.
And by that time, you know, people said, I ain't have to say nothing. She stood up and called me all these names. I'm sitting back listening to the name they're going to call her.
Wow. That's amazing. Because you saved that child's life. You saved that child's life.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I hope that baby's doing good because, like I said, children are very expensive. They are very expensive. And they're little, they're cute, but they grow up.
And I tell you one thing for sure. If I was outside 15 minutes, what would you think that a baby that can't try to get air, a fan to try to stay cool? What are you? If it did it for me, what would it do for a child? You know?
Yeah. Because you got to remember that the baby skin is the baby skin is nearly transparent.
Very.
You know, you look at little baby. You know, you look at the little baby's hands. You see their little veins and stuff. You know. Especially when they're like newborn, and
right.
even a couple of months, their skin is still developing. You know, it's you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you figure us. And then you figure them, that heat, come on. That heat is cooking that baby.
Right.
You know. So please, from the Six Eyes Radio Network, please do not leave your child behind because you wouldn't leave a person phone behind. Don't leave your pet behind either. Yes. So you just celebrated a birthday, so your mental, we got a thumbs up or thumbs down for you.
Thumbs up.
All right. I think we got thumbs up all across the board. So that's a beautiful thing.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Okay, so I'm going to throw a scenario out there. You have 8 minutes to go shopping. Now, you can pick a grocery store. We're going to start with a grocery store. You got 8 minutes to shop. Get whatever you want within the 8 minutes. What are you going to get? Let's start. There's 8 minutes to get anything out the grocery store you want to get. What are you going to get first?
I'm gonna get me some ice cream. I'm going to get me something to drink, and I'm going to end up in the fruit, in the produce department. And I'm going to get me fruits, watermelon, cantaloupe. I'm gonna get grapes. I'm gonna get me some cherry plums, and I'm gonna be all right.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm gonna go next. Oh, well, let the queens go next. Who else going? Which one y'all going to go? Okay.
I would say if I had 8 minutes, I would go like Evangelist Clayton. I'm going for the produce section. I'm getting veggies for juicing, water, tuna, bread, mayonnaise, and 8 minutes. Oh, a chicken. I'm going to get some chicken. And rice, beans. I'm missing something. Rice, beans. Oh, chicken broth. So you can put that in there. And that's about 8 minutes. You didn't say what the budget was, so that sounds about average for me. Thank you for asking.
Oh, you got 8 minutes, and the grocery store is paying for this. So I'm gonna tell you, I got one cart, two carts. I'm hitting the meat aisle. I'm getting every meat I think I want. Lamb. I'm getting every meat I think I want. Ribs, burgers, steaks, ribs, chicken, turkey. And I'm pulling both carts to the checkout full. Both carts are full. I'll come back to the store and patiently shop for the rest of the staples.
Okay.
So I'm going right to the meat.
You know, I like what Six said. The only thing is we have it for cooking outside on the grill. And don't forget the cake and ice cream because we didn't have our other party. Oh, yeah, Doug, and you got to have plenty of drinks.
Uh-huh. Yep. So that's the aisle I would hit. I go right to the meats. Take me about 4 minutes to fill each cart. But it's filled to the rim, and the grocery store is paying for it. I'm pulling that cart out happy.
Now, if it was me, I'd be hitting the pop aisle, getting all the different kinds of pop I can get, and then I'd store them up for about a couple of years, let them sit for a while, and then I'd make me the strongest suicide drink you could ever make, and, boy, I'd be getting blitzed.
Oh, yeah, you and Emily are going to do that pretty soon. He's already storing up his pop, yeah.
I think I'm okay. Anybody else? Queen Nye, where are you going to get 8 minutes? You got the shop. Where are you getting?
Gosh, I'm not even.
I'm going to sell Gosh at the store. I've never seen that in the aisle.
Okay, what? Do I have a limit?
I said the grocery store is picking up the tub.
Okay.
You got 8 minutes. 8 minutes to get what you want.
Oh, okay. Lobster, shrimp, steak, salad, potatoes. Of course, drink, something to drink, water. Bread, stuff I need, I guess the stuff I need to survive for a month.
Okay.
Wow, okay. So far y'all going to be coming to me for meat. So,
it's just good to get the stuff that you would typically get because that's the stuff that you would typically be looking for. I don't know.
But here's
maybe somebody
could
toss some paper towels or something. Need paper towels.
Oh my God! See, yeah, the grocery store is picking up your whole tab. Why? I'm just thinking different. I hit up the meat. I can come back and get the rice. I can get the paper towels. I can get the drink. I can get the pasta. I can get the chips. But
vegetables.
I'm gonna be,
that you like
vegetables
to get.
Too. Yeah, vegetables too.
See, the point is, Six, why I said what I said is normally we get all that other stuff when we get our normal groceries every month, so I don't have to worry about that. We just can't get the fun stuff. That's why I picked what I did.
True.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That sounds about right. Lobster, crab. Filet mignon, all that.
Oh, yes.
All right. Okay. You can have dinner with anybody you want to have dinner with, be it a poet, be it a president, a singer, somebody that may still be with us, somebody that's gone on to glory. Who would you like to sit and have dinner with, and why you picked that particular person?
Wow. You know,
my choice.
I would like to go ahead.
You can go ahead.
You know, if I had a choice that I would like to sit in and have dinner with Maya Angelou, because I know that our conversation would be exciting. It would be growth. It would be unity. It would be how to survive and how to provide and how to be successful in my endeavors and my walk, and to be bold. And I know that I will gain a lot of education and a lot of history with Maya Angelou, and also will learn how to put words into a book.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
That's a good one. I would choose, first person that popped in my mind was Martin Luther King, just sitting down and listening to him talk.
Yeah.
About what the dream was and the things he experienced. And just picking apart his speech and what he's talking about and how, you know, it makes us think about, you know, the challenges that they had and, you know, what he saw for the future.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
I would pick my grandfather if I had that kind of opportunity.
Yeah.
There's questions. There's things I want to know that I wish I would have known to ask when I had the time to ask, but I was a child and didn't know. And now over the years, and then, you know, understand more about some of the things that he used to say, like learn more about where that came from, ask questions about our family tree. If I had such an opportunity, I mean, I know I wouldn't, not now, but I'm just saying that if I had a choice.
Wow.
He was born in 1900, so he used to say things, but I didn't understand everything that he's saying. Some stuff I think I have forgotten exactly. I would love to revisit that with him if I had opportunity. I only got one person to pick, so I'd pick him first.
Yeah, I can understand that. Knowing your family history is important, and you learn a lot.
Yeah.
Well, if I had to pick, I would have to say somebody was willing to donate the bus to our blind ministry, I'd say that would be the person. I'd like to sit down with them and tell them about our vision and let them know and really let them see what our vision is and what our mission is so that they get a total idea. That'd be what I'd like to do.
Anybody else?
Oh, go ahead, honey.
No, I was just saying anybody else. I've already spoken.
No, I just didn't interrupt you. Okay, I was thinking about Carrie Underwood. I love her songs, and I would like to just have Christian fellowship with her.
Okay. All right. Anybody else? Let me make sure. Board. Let me check the board. Come on. All right. 256?
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
All right. So I would sit down and have lunch with Stevie Wonder and talk with him, hang out, get a couple of harmonicas before I leave, some sunglasses, and go from there and get his number so I can call him whenever I want. So that'd be cool. Just I can't turn into a stalker though, but you know. Six now. I'm getting ready to go on stage, so I Jeff, FaceTime you. All right, Stevie. All right. Yeah, so that would be cool.
You really want to talk to Stevie Wonder?
Yeah, and I would ask him, hey, you know what mindset were you in when you created, you know, Songs in the Key of Life? What mindset were you in when you did House of Plants, the talking book? You did that. Because he actually scored, he did the soundtrack for that movie, and he didn't get any help. He said, you know, so the cues and all that stuff, he did himself. So I would definitely want to pick his brain, but they probably would have to tell me to shut up because I don't want to run them too crazy. But I know it would just be it'd be a good dinner. But yeah, that would be cool right there. And with that, I'm complete. So Stevie Wonder would be the one I would have dinner with. All right. Well, you are enjoying the 6 Hours Radio Network. We have in the background My Daddy's Records, All Things Sanford and Son. Oh, hey. Anybody who's saying you don't know this, but Norman Lear is 101 years old today.
Ooh, whoa. Whoa,
yeah.
Whoa. 101. That's a
yes,
blessing.
Yes, ma'am.
That's
it
a
is. It definitely, yes.
Yes, indeed.
And tomorrow I will meet a 95-year-old mom. So I'm looking forward to that.
95?
Yeah, she's 95. So I'll be meeting her tomorrow.
Wow. Amazing.
So hopefully they got her set up real nice. She got her little water and her little Gatorade, and she's in the air cooling.
Yeah. Man, praise God.
Yes. And once again, as always, want to just pray for mankind. Want to pray for us all, keeping us strong, keeping us healthy, blessing our endeavors, and getting rid of any distractions, you know,
right.
that's going to take you away from being focused, because we all got to stay focused on whatever it is you want to do. So If you ain't got people in your corner that's supporting you, you might want to leave them where they're at. you know, and keep your circle of people that's got your back and want to see you win, because I want to see everybody win on here, because it damn sure it ain't all about me. It's about us.
Uh-huh.
That's what it's about. I don't need the whole pie.
Amen. Amen. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
You know, Denzel Washington and his wife, Pauletta, they have been married for 40 years. They celebrate 40
wow.
years. 40 years of marriage.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
It is beautiful.
That's beautiful. 40 years of marriage.
40 years. 40 years. And they are still strong. Strong and mighty. They are still strong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the thing about that, you know, they married when they didn't have,
right.
you know, and when they didn't have to now that they have, it's just
right.
a beautiful thing, because you know he was actually there with him and
right.
she supported him. And that's the beauty, because
right.
I got cousins. And I tell you, it's like the support. I'm like, dude, I said, listen, you got to. You don't know. I said, listen, man. Y'all know my cousin Preston. And Preston could have been the next Elder Barge.
Uh-huh.
But his wife was so jealous. He ain't gonna be singing for nobody but me. And that right there, I said, dude, I said, you have to learn to share your husband with the world, especially, you know, when he got the talent that he has.
That's right.
You know, but she didn't, the reason he didn't make it is because you're not singing to none of those floozies. You're going to sing to me. I'm like, no, look. So, yeah, so he's, you know, he's still where he's at, you know. But he has a great voice, though. Great voice. He looks
wow.
like a DeBarge. If you look at him, he looks like a DeBarge. But
right.
She was so insecure that she never wanted him to be around anybody that went crazy. She wanted to fight him. I'm like, look, man. I said, listen, he's an entertainer.
Uh-huh.
Nah, he ain't going to be singing to nobody
right.
but Yvonne. That's it. I said, okay.
Sorry to
you
hear
keep
that.
Keep that same little Jerry curl, and you still complain about not getting your hair done because you won't let your husband go out and sing, yet you're going to have that Jerry curl for the rest of your life.
Uh-huh.
And he still got that Jerry curl in 2023.
Uh-uh. Not 6'5".
So, hey.
It's next. Wait a minute.
Hello, Yvonne. If you're listening.
Oh, my God. Oh, see?
Oh, yes. I tell you, yeah. Told you be bad. So, yeah.
You didn't have to put a Jerry curl out here, did you?
Hey. There it is. There it is.
Well, you thought that was funny. I got something for you.
I know you're going to top me. You wouldn't be
okay.
you if you didn't top me. Go ahead.
Okay. There's this guy. He had a frog on his head. He went to see his doctor, right?
Yeah.
And the doctor says, how long you had that? And the frog says, well, he's been growing out of my butt since I was born.
Well, okay.
Whoa.
Miss Mary Wilson, I think the punchline has eluded me. I'm going to have to think this over.
The frog was the one who said he, the guy, was growing out of his butt since he was born.
Okay.
What?
Yeah. Wait.
But Missionary Wolfgang, why would he be growing out of the frog's backside? That's you shot high. I couldn't catch it.
See, the frog was saying the guy was a wart.
Aha! Got it. Got it.
Okay, since one was over your head, here's one else for you. There's this guy, he had a talking dog. Okay, this guy had a talking dog. And he put a sign out in his front yard that he was selling a talking dog. And a guy comes up, pulls up in the driveway, knocks on the door, says, I understand, I see you got a sign out there that says you got a talking dog. The guy says, yeah. And so he starts talking to him about the dog, the breed, and all that. And he goes, well, how much you want for him? He says, only want 30 bucks. The guy says, you got a talking dog and you want to sell him for 30 bucks? Now, why would you sell him so cheap? He goes, because he never shuts up.
I get that one.
Okay, now I got that one, too.
He wants to get rid of him because he talks too much.
One thing, I am not a threat to Red Fox, so you will not hear me telling jokes. And, you know, I was always the last person to get the jokes in my family.
Yeah, I'm awful with telling jokes too, but glad we had Missionary Wolfgang because he always brings jokes I've never heard before, and they're funny.
Yeah, and no matter what you do, if I ate 10 chicken wings, he ate 40. You know, so it doesn't matter.
Sick. You
got
me beat
because
I can't even eat one. So you got me caught this time, big time. Me, I'm a chicken leg man. Okay, I'm a chicken leg man. No wings. So you beat me.
Okay.
All right, there you go.
No more than chicken leg, Missionary Wolfgang.
Yeah.
So how many chicken legs can you eat? How many chicken legs can you eat, Wolfgang?
I might eat four, and that's my limit. So, like I said, got me topped. I'll admit defeat on that one. You got me topped.
Oh, yes.
Is that chicken wing?
Anybody think anybody want to challenge me
chicken
in
legs.
A chicken wing eating contest?
Oh, chicken legs. I eat four chicken legs. But... I like wings, but I don't like the drumette part. I just like the flat part of the wing.
The flat part, yeah.
I can eat that eight flat.
Eight flat. Okay. Yeah, there's not a lot going on with the flats. But I can't believe 10 wings.
Yeah, 10 wings.
But it's okay.
Now don't tell me you're getting down like that, Evangelist Clay.
I give me four legs, and I'm satisfied with the four legs, but then give me eight fat flats. I want the flat parts now, not the drumettes, not the whole wing, just the flat. The other part they can keep.
All right. Yeah. What's going on, brother?
How y'all doing tonight?
All right. How you doing, sir?
Oh, we're doing well. Glad to hear you with us tonight.
I'm doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. Was that Nicole?
We're talking all things chicken. So I challenged them because I know I can eat 10 chicken wings easily. And if I got some barbecue sauce I like, definitely can eat 10 chicken wings. So anybody want to challenge me in a chicken eating contest, we can go live and we can do this. Y'all let me know. You up for the challenge?
Nah, I don't eat chicken.
Okay. I need y'all to find
me. I'll let Pride and Joy get at you.
Not Pride and Joy. Take Pride and Joy a month to eat a chicken wing. So, let's see. I'll find somebody. I'll find Two-Piece. Two-Piece, that's a chicken-eating dude. I'll see if he can beat me.
I don't know, man. Either, I'm pretty sure he's going to get at you.
Either one got the chicken shack, so let's see.
What about DJ ATL? What? He sound like a chicken eating dude, man. He can't get out.
I'm here. I'm back. It's your boy, DJ TLM Styles. We're back in the house. How's everybody?
Yeah,
we're good.
We're good.
Glad you're back.
For you.
Cool.
I got
two
a challenge for you. You up for it?
Ask both of them about the 8 minutes in the grocery store too.
Oh yeah. Okay. So John, you got 8 minutes in the grocery store. Get whatever you want, and the grocery store is gonna pick up the tab. What are you gonna get? You got 8 minutes.
So man, I'm telling you, man, I'm gonna get me some strawberries, some grapes, some bananas, some pears, some peaches, some plums, some pineapples. I'm gonna eat fruit all day long, baby.
Wait a minute, you don't eat meat?
Very seldomly, but I'm a fruit eating guy, man. I'm tropical.
All right,
wow.
Now.
Okay.
If you need some meat, Brother John, go to your brother Six. Is he picking up the meat cart?
Yeah, man. I don't do too much meat, man. I'm a fruit eating guy. Vegetables and fruits. I'm a country boy.
Uh-huh.
Well, country. I thought you'd be okay.
He fresh off the vine.
Okay.
That's good.
Now, is there a honeysuckle tree? What is a honeysuckle, first off? What is a honeysuckle?
A honeysuckle is one of them trees, man. We used to get the little honeysuckles off the trees, man, and suck them, and they taste real sweet. You know, it's like a little flower on the tree or something like that, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember them when I was a kid. I used to eat them little honeysuckles off the tree.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them around in the country. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It was so good.
It was like bushes.
Uh-huh. It sucked the sweetness out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
Just think about cane stick. Have you ever ate cane stick?
Who?
Have you ever ate cane?
Yes, sugar cane. Yes.
Sugar cane. Yes. No.
Look like a big old stalk, and they chop it, and they chop down some of the brown, and you chew and enjoy that. Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, I've never.
My granddad used to get it in the summer.
I've had a cinnamon stick, but I've never had no, what is it?
Cane stalk. You know what cane stalk is?
Good.
Where do you think syrup come from? You like syrup?
I love syrup on pancakes.
Uh-huh. Well, that's
I don't eat syrup with anything else but pancakes.
Yeah. Syrup is good, man. I remember when we was coming up, we had the syrup in the can, in the blue can, and we ate our biscuits, man. Biscuits and syrup, that was the making of the coming up. Biscuit and syrup.
Yep.
And thick syrup. It was a cane syrup. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That or molasses.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, what's the difference with... I thought molasses was syrup. What's the difference?
Molasses is a syrup, but then it's a more aroma syrup than it is a syrup that you have syrup and biscuits with, but if that's what you got in Alaska, also we used to get a teaspoon of molasses and put it in a cold jar of water and have us some syrup water.
And I never had
extract molasses.
Uh-huh, yeah. Huh. It makes the best cookies you want to have. Woo!
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You cook it down like you would make a caramel,
and depending on how long you let it cook determines the color of the molasses. You can make it at home. It's also very good with cayenne pepper. If you're having a situation with your throat, you can make a cough syrup out of it. Blackstrap molasses, though, is the best.
Okay. Blackstrap what?
Blackstrap.
Blackstrap molasses.
I ain't never heard no blackstrap. What's some blackstrap?
Well, that's a Google thing, and you talking to the Google girl.
Nah,
just 2 seconds.
I don't do no Google. I don't do no Google. Google ain't always right. Y'all give me some game. Let's put it up on.
Well, I'm going to have to go to Google for you first.
No,
buddy.
There is such a thing as blackstrap molasses. Oh, yes, there is.
It's very good. It's very good for you. It's the best. Grandma's brand.
Remember.
You get Grandma's brand.
I remember that they used to take the blackstrap molasses and then they would put baking soda. When the babies are teething and their gums are hurting and stuff, mm-hmm. they would use that blackstrap molasses and put baking soda in it and rub on the baby's mix it up real good and a rub it makes it sweet tasting so the baby would take heed to it and it will stop their gum pain. It will stop their gum pain, especially when their pegs, we used to call them pegs back then. When the pegs go to coming in, you know, you see the teeth breaking through the skin of the mouth and stuff. But then you put that black molasses scrap in with that baking soda mixed in it and mix it up real good and rub it on the baby gums. That stops that pain.
I can take.
Yeah, and also the Amish use black strap molasses a lot in their cooking.
Yeah, okay. One of
them. Jumping each other.
Yeah, all right. No, I was just messing with Miss Clayton. I said I can take it from a triple G's perspective.
You take it out?
Anybody check out that fight tonight? It was a fight tonight. I forget who was on the cards, but I missed it.
And you got Bud Crawford and Earl Spence Jr., you know, coming live to you. You know, supposed to be a real live hitter, so, you know.
Okay. I'll tell y'all something. If y'all are tired of your cable company, cut your cable. Cut your cable because I'm going to tell you, I had Spectrum Cable. And the channels I watched on Spectrum Cable was 45, which is TV1, 46 is BET, 35 is my Forensic Files, 77 is my Gunsmoke, my local news, 44 VH1, and I think that was about it. And everything, those channels I watch is on my Fire Stick. Every channel I watch is on that Fire Stick. So I got rid of that cable.
Wow.
So, yeah. $200 a month they charge you. The price never stayed the same. It would be $200 one month, then it'll be $100, then it'll be a little bit $100 more. And I'm like, look, it's the same channels, you know. And the goofiest thing is channel one, then you got another channel, same channel as channel one, but it's in high definition. High definition don't mean nothing to me.
Huh. Exactly.
It's a better picture. It's the same picture. Don't make no difference to me.
How many people watch satellite TV nowadays?
Man, not many people.
Not many people.
So, like I said, I got this Fire Stick, and I ain't looked back.
You know, they have the TV now the Fire TV. You get a Fire TV, right? Yeah. It's called a Fire TV. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to worry with plugging in the Fire Stick or anything. It's built into your TV.
Yeah.
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 Well, I think they made the fire stick, you know, because, I mean, if I'm going somewhere, I'd rather carry the fire stick versus carrying the fire TV and end up dropping the fire TV, you know. So it's the same concept.
Right.
Because right now I got my fire stick here, and I can take that anywhere in the world as long as I got internet.
Exactly. We've got internet. Yeah, that's true.
Well, I don't know if we're going to have any entertainment news. Have you heard from Pride and Joy today, Michael Clayton?
I haven't because I hadn't been in.
Okay, so maybe she's taking the night off. So shout out to Pride and Joy. So I guess we're taking off the entertainment news portion. So, Wolfgang, are we ready for Slam the Scammer?
I got it.
All right, here's Slam the Scammer with the Wolfgang. Slamming your hand in the door. All right.
Okay, let's see. I got something different here. You might like this one. I don't think I've done this one before. It's telemarketing scams. Be aware of these common signs of telemarketing scams. Someone calls and pressures you to make a purchase or donate to a fake charity. Someone calls you to confirm your account information, such as your name, credit card number, password, but really steals your information. That's not cool. Huh. You're told you won a prize or a lottery, but you must pay a tax or a fee to claim it. Take steps to protect yourself. Register for the National Do Not Call Registry at www.donotcall.gov, all in lowercase, and your state's Do Not Call Registry, if it has one. Research a charity before you donate using the Wise Giving Alliance, Charity Navigator, or GuideStar. Don't share or verify your personal information with anyone you don't know, especially if you didn't initiate the call. For more information and to file a complaint, contact the Federal Communications Commission. I'll give you the address there. And the Federal Trade Commission, plus the State Consumer Protection Office. Let me grab those real quick.
Back of this. I think the stalker
is
so ruthless.
This is a long book. It is 102 on this deal. Yeah, all the way back to 102.
Breaking news, breaking news. The stalker has stole Ruthie. We're going to try to get it back. The stalker has stole Ruthie. Here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Well, it's July 30th, 2023.
Okay.
Okay.
Get the address here. You guys are so crazy.
There she is.
I love you guys. You're so precious. Let's see.
Love you too.
Communication.
Love you back.
Okay, here we go. I'm on page. On page. Okay. No, I need the food. Not the food in order. I got all kinds of organizations, so you guys will love this book. Okay, let's see. Special Communications Commission. Long page. I had this organized better tonight. I have somebody here working on our yard. There it is. Okay. Federal Communications Commission is ftc.gov/consumer-governmental-affairs-bureau. And you should be able to get a hold of the Federal Communications Commission. Let's see. We have, yeah, that's the main one you'll want for that because it really – you know, start knocking down some folks, and because those people shouldn't be messing with you. We have almost every day scams call. They call dumbest things you can imagine, and I love Kenny's little thing he does now to them. He just makes it look like he's an answering machine, and it's really cool. There you guys go.
And it does work if you pretend like you're an answering machine. Say, no one's home at this time. Would you please leave your name and number? And we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Beep. And then put your phone on mute. Next thing you'll hear is a click, and they'll hang up automatically. Even the robocalls. So try it. It works.
Wow. Hello. No one's here to take your call.
So, all right, now we got this little song for Six to see if he knows what group this is. So let's see if he can figure this one out.
Like I hear a quick pass. Is that?
Yes, answer.
It's like TikTok. It's like, is it a song?
Did my words not come out right? Though it tried not to hurt you, though it tried, but I guess that's why they say every road has its thorn, just like every night has its dawn.
That is
every
Guns N' Hold on.
All right.
That was Axl Rose singing, right?
I'm not sure who the singer was, but who was the group?
Can I throw out a lifeline? If you needed six, Missionary Wolfgang, can I throw a lifeline?
Hold on. Let me see. It wasn't Guns N' Roses. Axl Rose sung with Axl Rose sung with it ain't Metallica.
It's something you want to have in your house with little kids.
Right.
It's something I would what?
You don't
something
want
you
house.
Would not want to have in your house with little kids.
It's poison.
Right.
Poison.
Ding, 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 ding.
That's who it is.
Yep.
Poison Rose.
That's the name of the group, Poison, and the song was Every Rose Has Its Thorn. Now, here would have been a good trivia if we would have had Rochelle Wells on here. I would have asked her this. Who in our class was able to play that song on his acoustic guitar perfectly?
I'm going to guess Kenneth Wolfgang.
There was a boy in our class named Tony Guy. He actually won our talent contest a couple years running because he was able to play that.
Nice.
I mean, he played that perfectly and could sing it.
Well, look him up, see if we can get him on the show.
I'd like to, that's for sure.
What's his name? Tony what?
Tony Guy.
Let's look up Tony Guy and see if we could get him on the show to play that cover.
Missionary Wolfgang, you still in touch with Brother Tony?
No, not actually. I haven't heard from him in a coon's age.
Okay.
Well, you need to hear from
time.
Him then. Do you want to hear from him?
I'd love to. Maybe Rochelle would know how to get a hold of him.
Right. I'm sure we can find him. Where's he from, Missionary Wolfgang? Where do you last know him?
All I know is back when he was going to school, he was in Ohio, but I don't know where he's at now.
Okay. I looked him up, our guitarist, but I'm on my phone. I'm not at the computer. I did go to the computer.
All I know is he played guitar back then. I don't know if he ever went professional or anything, but I just know he was real good. So.
Okay.
That's cool.
So, yeah, that was our song for the night. I thought we'd see how Six did with that one.
Yeah, I wanted to ask a question. Did any of you guys ever hear of a guy named Jim Stovall? He's a blind man, and he's on TV.
Tom Sullivan, yeah. I'm trying to
Jim
Tom Stovall.
Jim Stovall.
No. What does he do?
He's on TV, and he does some kind of cassette ministry, too, where he records things to help blind people.
Well, let's get him on the show.
Trying to get a hold of him, but he did a cassette ministry way back, as Ruth was saying, when she found some cassettes of his, but we're not sure if he's still doing it or what he's doing now. But, that'd be another person to get on the show, yeah.
If he wants it, I will.
It says Jim Stovall. Y'all reach out to him and see if he's still breathing. And
yeah,
he looks like he is.
He has a born date coming up on the 3rd of August. He'll be 64, 65. He's 64 right now.
Oh, yeah.
Jim Stovall.
Yeah, he's a baby.
August 3rd. Is an American writer best known for his best-selling novel, The Ultimate Gift. The book was made into the movie, The Ultimate Gift. Let's see what he's doing. Let's see if it tells me.
Oh, wow.
Stovall, S-T-O-V-A-L-L, first name,
yeah.
Jim. Let me see. Let me see.
65, that's a baby.
He is the president, yep. He is the president of the Narrative Television Network, an organization that has received various award recognitions, including an Emmy Award, a Media Access Award, and an International Film and Video Award. So
that's
we
the guy.
We can find him.
Yeah,
we can find him by his organization.
I think we can try to find him anyway.
Yeah, we should be able to find him. Let's see if it says years, if he's still active in his organization. Well, I can't pick that up directly, but however, we can find him because he's still with us. So you guys want to find him. That's what am I hearing everybody correct?
Yep.
Yeah,
well, that's all right.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll find him. I'm still looking for the other gentleman. I sent an email out. Forgive me, I can't call his name off the top. I'm not at my desk right now, but I went to go look at about 3 weeks ago, you all asked about him. I looked him up, and I can't remember who, but it was an agreement that you all wanted him to be a guest here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. So I'll find him. Somebody's on Slumber Smurfs. God bless them. But
I guess
I'll
could play
him.
The cassettes, too. Yeah, it sounds like she could.
Yeah. I didn't know of him. I always learn something every time we get together. Bless you, Sister Ruthie.
Yeah, I'm always having lots of fun with all these books I got around here.
Yeah,
that one I got, that consumer handbook that I got, all the Slam the Scammer, you guys can get that. It's been around for a while. President Obama is the one that put that out. So it's been around a long time, and people really get a lot of information from that consumer handbook.
Yeah, I don't think you can get a hard copy now. I think you could. It's just online now. That's really neat. You have a hard copy. I wish I did.
Yeah, this is kind of old.
I could always call you.
I just try to highlight the most important ones in there.
Right.
Well, it looks like you're going to have just Ruth for a while because my phone is about to puke its cookies.
You want to share a phone, honey? Or
that there's a thing called a charger. You had from Monday all the way up till now to have that phone charged.
I've been using it on the other shows too, Six. So,
how many phones we have all together in the house? Like four or five, six of them. And
we
I'm going to get you 20 phones tomorrow, and that way, yeah. So get that out there.
You got to get a set that has like about maybe six or eight. So we got two for each show. Because Ruth has a phone, I have a phone, and by the end of a show, they wear down their batteries, and then you got a second show in the evening. So you run your phones pretty quick at their batteries.
Okay.
So we'll get, I don't know if we could do that.
Let me see. Here's the Evan specials. Is that the Evan time to use? You can have
the
same
Evan
phone
special.
That Thelma used, and JJ, Dynamite, and Michael.
That was a rotary.
You
that
can
was
get
a rotary
these
phone.
Phones.
I like
they
that
got,
guy. He's funny.
Sixteen phones for 22. Okay, so that's 16 phones, Evan special, going to Ashley Buba, ship two gangs, 1, 2, 3, 4, and drive. Okay, so that total was 2332 for the phones. So coming your way. All right.
It's
so
going to be a landline for those phones.
No. I said the same phones. These are 16 rotary phones.
Hey. May I?
Is that all right?
Hey, Six Eyes, man. This is DJ ATL, man. I know I haven't said much on the show tonight. Been very ripping and running, but it's all great.
What's
I see
up,
everybody
brother?
Enjoying themselves. Glad to have the show back. Glad to hear y'all all back on here doing your thing. I'm going to congratulate everybody. Thank y'all for returning back to the Six Eyes Radio
brother,
Network tonight.
You. We want to congratulate you because you're holding it down at work. People go around.
Yeah.
Man.
Right. Okay.
You know,
well, thank you guys.
Want to thank you.
And definitely thank Mr. Wolfgang and his friend today. I mean, they definitely y'all held it down, man. I kind of heard some of the stuff y'all talked about, but I heard y'all say something about food. I didn't get a chance to really comment on that, but I just hope everybody happy about.
So here's the thing. Here's the thing. Now, you got 8 minutes to get anything you want out the store, and the grocery store is paying for it. What are you going to get? You got 8 minutes. What you going to get?
8 minutes. My God. Give me some watermelon, some fruit, some
what is
some milk, and some meat.
Okay,
hey, I already got it picked out.
Okay.
Meat, watermelon, and fruit. So it's already there. And I also throw the cereal in there because I still got 8 minutes.
Yeah.
8 minutes is a lot of time
country.
Now. We can get a lot out of there in 8 minutes now.
Yeah, country man is fruits and vegetables.
Why you got to be country man? Sick? He said that's what he likes is fruit and veggies. Why you got to be country man? That's cool.
At least I'll be healthy when I'm eating the fruit. Pears and some apples and some oranges and bananas. Well, we're gonna be all right, and that's what it's all about for everybody. But I do want to say one thing, and I just want to say something to a lot of people out here today. And I know a lot of people are struggling in life, but just remember this: your gift is your life, and God gave you that gift. You're doing great. Just believe in yourself and believe that you know that you're doing great. That's all I got to say. So I'm going to pass the ball back to you, Six.
Amen.
Okay. All right. So I think we checked in with everybody's. No, we didn't get Jaws mental. So, Josh, your mental a thumbs up or thumbs down? How's your mental tonight? Okay, I don't know what happened to Josh. Okay, ATL,
I'm not sure.
How's your mental thumbs up, thumbs down tonight? Okay, well, want to say happy birthday to David. Dave Tolliver, happy birthday, boy, from the Six Eyes Radio Network. Enjoy your day. 50 chicken wings coming your way. So enjoy.
God bless you.
I'm sorry.
I was just saying God bless our brother Dave.
Uh-huh. All right.
We should check on our sister Pride and Joy because she typically don't miss. So I hope that she's all right. Amen.
I'm sure she's okay. Evangelist Clayton knows she's all right.
Okay.
Maybe she just picked the night off.
Maybe she fell asleep. I don't know.
Yeah. Shout out Pride and Joy.
Yeah.
So we'll just take the entertainment news off tonight. No entertainment news. Would you like to feed the world? I mean, you haven't fed the world in quite some time. What do you say?
Who are you asking to, excuse me?
Wow. Never mind.
You want to hear entertainment news, or you just would like to hear a happy story?
I thought you would feed the world, but don't worry about it.
Well, the thing is, I'm here to help. So if there's something you'd like to know, I thought that I looked up a few things today. I was willing to save you from getting stomped earlier by Missionary Wolfgang on that phone, but you pulled through. I mean, you know, what can I do for you?
Okay, see how long, and this is just for me, but see how long Ruffles Potato Chips has been around. I know nobody cares for me, but I'm just curious to know how long Ruffles Chips has been around.
Well, certainly. Give me just one moment.
Ruffles Chips, Ruffles Cheddar Sour Cream.
Yeah. There's our brother John. You were going to ask him about his day, his mental.
Yeah, my mental is good, man. Like I said, I woke up this morning, went to service with Evangelist Clayton. They had a little service online. So, you know, it's pretty good, you know.
Yeah, I'll tell you, if you ever get a chance to hear her preach, yo, you're in for a treat. So I'm telling you, she will bring it to you. So definitely check her out in room 8. Come there and hang out. You won't leave the way you came.
Yeah, I've been listening to her for a while now. You know, she's definitely a woman of God, you know.
Yes, so. Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing.
Excellent.
And the best thing, if you ask me. All right. Well, okay, the history of Ruffles Chips. Elijah, can I help you? I'm about to feed the world with the news right now. I'm sorry. Where's who at?
All right. Feeding the world.
Just a second, Elijah. Just a minute. Don't let no. Okay.
What's up, Elijah?
Charles. Hold on. I'm going to put him on. Here you go. Say hello to everyone.
Hello.
What's up? What's going on?
Nothing much. Just checking on Mom here.
Hey, right, how's it going?
Good. How about you?
All right. Doing all right. Are you ready? You ready?
Ready for what?
You gonna read this news right here because you couldn't do here in the midst of my feeding the world. I was told that I hadn't fed the world in a while. So I'm trying to oblige right now, and you come in right now.
Well,
now, I'm about to talk about the history of Ruffles Chips. God bless you. God bless you.
You got sync voice later.
Thank you. I'm sorry. What was your question?
Where Elijah go?
He just walked into the kitchen. He'll be back. Don't worry. When he heard, "Are you ready?" I think he got on the lamb because he thought he might have to say more on the radio. And you know, you don't want to get laryngitis. All right. So Ruffles Chips, the table chips, actually known as Lay's Max with two X's or Lay's Max with one X in some countries, and Walker's Max and Walker's Max Double Crunch or Walker's Max Strong for the UK. In Ireland markets. It's an American brand of crinkle-cut potato chips. I wish our brother Ali was on the with us right now. Okay, the Frito Company acquired the rights to Ruffles brand potato chips in 1958 from its creator, Bernhard Stammer, who had adopted the trademark in 1948. Frito merged with H.W. Lay & Company in 1961 to form Frito-Lay. The Ruffle name was used as Ruffle Lay's when the product was introduced for the first time in India in 1995 to the late 90s. Now, that answers how long they've been around. So I guess if we count 1948, what's that put us? We're somewhere in the 70s. I'm going to have to grab the old confuser real quick and just double-check myself. But I want to say was 72. Hold on. 75 years strong, Ruffles potato chips. Would you like to know more about them?
Well,
there's a mascot in Brazil.
How do they get the ridges in the potato chips? Because even when you, I mean,
you fry the chip, but it's some kind of mold, some kind of something that keeps that those ridges in there.
Let's see here now. Let's see
nobody
if I can't answer.
Me, but I can't.
Let's see if I hold on. I'm about to hear a commercial. Hold on, let me grab that. Let's see if I can. So it looks like there is a commercial, but that isn't what I was looking for exactly.
Ruffles.
I really want to know.
The only tip for a six eye is Ruffles.
thank you. Let's see now. All right, I might be able to get that from Reddit. You know, the good folks over at Reddit, they all
Reddit.
Put their brains together. Yes, Reddit.com. So let's see if I can find it. See if I can find it. So one says it's how the potatoes are cut, and the other says they're grown with special potatoes with ripples. Well, that's not quite it. one has no clue. They never thought about it until now, and now they desperately need to know, and so do we at the Six Eyes Radio Network. So let's see. I know there is a process to it. There used to be a show that used to say, how is it made? But I don't know if I can find that fast enough.
I watch it all the time.
I love How It's Made. Of course you would. So let's see. Let me see if I can find a better source. Let's see. I'm looking here. Yep, let me hurry up.
Hold on. We have a bear among us.
Just a slumber.
ATL. ATL. If you can check the microphone, that'll be great. Thanks.
Okay.
Somebody's having a sleepover, so we want them to be snug, being real good. Thank you for listening to the Six Eyes Radio Network. Enjoy your nap. May the Lord watch over us as we sleep.
Yes.
We finished this show, but we want to thank everybody. We want to thank our surrounding city and states, our faraway countries. Everyone that supports the Six Eyes Radio Network, everybody that supports every show, make sure you join the Six Eyes Radio Network group. Also join the AJ and the Squad group as well. And you're enjoying the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Yes, indeed. It looks like that's, from what I can find right here, they say it's the way that they cut the potato. But I know there's more to it than that. I wonder if I could get How It's Made. Hang on a second. Let me switch over to the site Elijah likes me to look at. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can get it on YouTube, How It's Made, and maybe I can. Because I think that's where I learned about it. Okay, so I have here how Frito-Lay makes potato chips. This is from 2011 under CNN Business.
Thank you.
But I think they got it through How It's Made. Let's check it out. It should play without commercial. Let me get myself together here.
And I want to thank whoever muted my mic. I don't know who that was.
That's Brother Lewis checking the mic for Slumber Smurf. That's what that was.
Find the Slumber Smurf.
Have I got rid of him yet? Is he still? You're still here. I'm still working on it because I can't figure out who it is.
I don't hear right now.
Okay, so he's here.
Hold on. I'm listening.
All right, I'm gonna play the Frito-Lay while we make sure.
Oh yeah, they're still sleeping. I don't know who it is.
Well,
because he's really getting it. So, how about you meet everybody's mic except mine and mine and Nicole's, because I think everybody else is probably resting. It is getting kind of late. So after we hear this Ruffles story, we're going to get out of here.
Hello.
It's 3 minutes, 8 seconds. And just want to say good night to everyone. Love you all. And here is how Frito-Lay makes potato chips.
So after we hear this, we're going to get out of here once again. Thank you for listening to the Six Eyes Radio Network. Six Eyes, ATL, and the crew. Thank you, Jeff, for always coming through, brother. Evangelist Clayton, Nicole, Queen Nye, the Wolfgangs, ATL, myself. You've enjoyed the 6 Eyes Radio Network. Everybody have a blessed night. After this, we're out of here.
All right, and here we go.
We are the Killaloe, Connecticut manufacturing facility for Frito-Lay North America. We make about 150 million pounds a year. We make Lay's, Ruffles, Fritos, Doritos, Smart Foods, Tostitos, and Santitos. We service the entire service area from the tip of Maine to the tip of New Jersey, very early Pennsylvania.
Here at Killaloe, we have a sustainability as a core value for the whole plant. We wanted to continuously minimize the usage and the impact of those resources that we borrow from the environment.
We use about 21,500 pounds of potatoes an hour. It comes out to several million pounds per week. It takes about 4 pounds of potatoes to make a pound of finished potato chips. So we actually use a lot of potatoes. After we bring them into the plant, they go through a peeling process. We have several inspection systems that can pull bad potatoes out of the process. They go through those inspection systems, and then they get sliced into individual chips, dropped into a washing system.
On the water at some point, here at Killaloe, we are presently just on the potato chip line. We have saved about 14 million gallons per year, and altogether about 21 million gallons of water per year.
What did you say, Six? I'm sorry, I heard your voice.
I said share that video on the 6 Eyes Radio Network group, and that's titled 6 Eyes Curiosity.
Yes, indeed, will do. We still got about a minute.
Yeah, that'll be the title. Okay, go ahead.
Got it. Okay. I'll do it tonight.
After the product goes through that washing.
Hello, hello, hello.
What's up, brother?
Oh, okay. I didn't know if the mic was muted or not. I heard you say mute everybody's mic. Somebody getting it snoring. Good. I'm sleeping real good over here.
About to continue because we out here after this video.
Essentially, what we use is
I'm going to eat me some Lay's chips, man.
To create the steam is eco-friendly.
We
are
out of here.
We produce all the electricity
right
of the plant.
Product comes out of the fryer, and then it goes through another vision system. Passes through that vision system. That vision system removes any defects, under-fried, over-fried product.
We want to be a zero balance waste to our local community. So we take all the waste we generate, and we send it to our farms for feed.
Product comes out of that vision system, goes to either salted product or seasoned product. We have to use all that for seasonings now. All that product then goes through the conveyor system. Goes out into the packages.
So any of the bags, any film that we generate, we use it in our program, the Stericycle program, where we generate products like handbags and so forth. So on impact into the environment, that translates to about 65 million tons of CO2 that we're no longer putting up in the system. Also equivalent to about 7,000 houses being off electric grid for 1 year. So it's a great thing we're doing for the local community as well as the environment as a whole.
Well, that's wonderful. Didn't answer the question, however. But, hey, stay tuned for next week. I'll find it.
All right. Well, you just enjoyed the 6 Eyes Radio Network on the 6 Eyes Radio Network. Hey, you want to call me? All right, I'm about to give you out my number. All right, put this number in your phone to give 6 Eyes a call. Here's the number, 424-243-9617. That's 424-243-9617. And you can call me on my other number at 515-605-9340. All right. Good night from the 6 Eyes Radio Network. Take care.
Good night. Love you all.
Love you all. It's time to go to bed, y'all. Get in the bed.
All right. Well, y'all have a good night, man.
All right, y'all. Love you, man.
Miss Nicole.
Week.
Yes. See you at church tomorrow,
this
Brother John.
ATL.
And see you throughout the week.
Yeah. You going to be at church tomorrow?
Hopefully I bump into y'all. I'm going to try to make it in there, man. Y'all, if I
all
think,
right.
Y'all keep me in prayer.
Absolutely.
Yes,
All right. Y'all be blessed.
All right, my brother.
Thank you.
Good night.